Now, I'm going to get into a story, an issue, that if we can understand this, it's what I call a Rosetta Stone. It will decode everything else. And there are a lot of these stories out there, but this one is one of the biggest. And I've talked about it before, but never shot a special report. So I want to spend a few minutes tonight talking about an issue that is one of the most important on our planet. And if we understand this, it's a doorway to a wider world. And that's what we're trying to do here at InfoWars.com. We wear our bias of telling the truth and being pro-human and pro-freedom on our sleeves openly. We're here to show you the hat trick. We're here to show you how the scam works, because we believe in economies based on quality and honor and innovation and renaissance, not economies based on war and deception and fraud and surveillance and crony capitalism and gangs. Now, that said, I want to discuss the issue of Russia's gigantic mega bunkers that they've been building. One of them, the Pentagon reports, and the Russians confirm, is 400 square miles in size. We're not just going to look at the bunkers. We're going to give you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. So before we get to the bunkers, let's just review some recent mainstream news reports. You heard us tell you this 5 years ago. Now it's in The Guardian just a few weeks ago. As inequity soars, the nervous super rich are already planning their escapes, mainly to New Zealand. As I told you years ago, James Cameron and others are fleeing. They believe the U.S. will collapse. I have that from internal sources. I've talked to other billionaires. To New Zealand with armored redoubts, their own airfields. It's all in this article, years after I told you. And I'm going to have the crew in these taped shows go back and just show you everything I'm claiming in the past is now happening. Not because I'm saying I'm Mr. Fancy Pants Know-It-All. This stuff's hidden in plain view. We're telling you the truth about what's going on. Here's another report. Swiss Info. Bunkers for all. Switzerland is unique in having enough nuclear fallout shelters to accommodate its entire population should they ever be needed. New York Times. Swiss ready to face Armageddon in comfort. Science World goes over this as well, and how the elites are building Rockefeller-funded emergency seed vaults, animal and DNA emergency arcs all over the world. I mean, this is amazing what they're doing. They're spending billions and billions on this every year. Inside the secret luxury survival bunkers for millionaires. You know, I'm good friends with Joel Skousen, probably the top bunker builder in the country. And he won't talk about his clients, but he will talk about the fact that there's a major uptick in billionaires, but also former CIA, FBI, you name it, building smaller ones under their houses. And they're some of the biggest preppers. And why is that? We're going to talk about that in a moment. But when we have some extra water or say get guns or have water filters, we're kooks and crazies and, you know, bad people. 7 million Americans died during the Great Depression from malnutrition. In major university studies broke that down. 90% were self-sufficient back then. 5% are self-sufficient today. Look it up. Continuing, U.S. Department of Defense, Russians still building bunkers. So there it is, directly from the Department of Defense, when they have Army PSYOPs come out and say we made all this up. Now, let's move to the actual article from Michael Schneider, Into the American Dream blog, republished at InfoWars.com. Excellent, excellent article. And when I read this morning, I said, I've got to talk about this in more detail, because he absolutely hits the nail on the head. And the whole article's lengthy, as his articles are, and he documents it and links to the Department of Defense and the Russian government itself. We just showed you some of those links. Did you know the Russians have a massive underground complex in the Ural Mountains that has been estimated to be approximately 400 square miles in size? And then they go through the fact that it's roughly as big as the area inside the D.C. Beltway, and that they've got at least five other major systems. Now, here's the rest of the story. Switzerland has bunkers for all their people with anti-tank weapons, with food, with water, with generators, and with sniper rifles, assault rifles, heavy machine guns for every man and woman in the country. And in their homes, by law, they've got to have hidden weapons in case a tyrannical government took over, which has happened in Switzerland in the time of William Tell. That's where their whole culture came from, that our culture is based in part on. So You won't get taught that in school, but look it up. It's a historical fact. They'd had a takeover, and William Tell started an uprising against him when they made him shoot the apple off his son's head with the crossbow. That's all a true story, folks. But they don't want you to know those archetypes that were taught in schools until the 60s. They want you to just believe this fake plastic culture just came out of nowhere. It was scientifically designed. Why are the Russians spending the equivalent of some estimates over $1 trillion in the last decade building this giant bunker complex? And they've got subways in them. We'll show you some of those in the articles. They've got, you name it. Because they know that the globalists are planning a nuclear war with Russia. Again, I'm not saying Russia's even the good guys. They're their own predator class, but not as sophisticated. Russia's more like a raccoon when it comes to being a predator, and the globalists are like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, they are the vicious offensive attackers. But the Russians are a Tyrannosaurus Rex when it comes to their nuclear forces. But they're not offensively trying to do anything. They're under attack, having all their soft underbelly attacked by radical Islamists and others, and they're actually fighting back against it. In the United States, congressional reports have come out. We know there's been massive underground bunkers built. We know there's underground railways from Fort Hood, where I live close to in Austin, Texas, out to the old SAC base at Bergstrom. I had family that saw it back in the 60s. I've had family currently in special operations that, you know, yeah, that's there, but I'm not going to talk about it. You can see the snorkels on 290 out there to get air from the underground railways where they move nukes back and forth 60, 70 miles up to Fort Hood. So all of this is happening. All of this is going on beneath the surface. And here's the big issue. Russia's bunkers are for their people. Switzerland's bunkers are for their people. Our bunkers are luxury COG for the government and the elite. But the elite know that living in a bunker isn't very fun, so they're moving to New Zealand. Good luck moving to New Zealand or the Cook Islands or Grand Cayman or Barts or wherever, or Luxembourg, if there's a nuclear war. I mean, it's ridiculous. Elites are even moving out of England and Israel and Switzerland. But they're so chutzpah-driven, so arrogant, that they've got to control everything. They've got to take over the world, even if it means they could destroy it. So this is really a message to the establishment. Listen, your best plan is restoring freedom and restoring transparency in the West and not starting war with the Russians and not going for global domination like Hitler and so many other thugs of history like Napoleon. You're not going to be safe in New Zealand. You're only going to be safe not incinerating the globe. And that leads me to the tragic jetliner downing where they claim the pilot nosedived it into the ground because he was depressed. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. What I do know is that's an example of how one of the most trusted industries out there, professional pilots, some of the best people psychologically out there, can still have bad actors. And historically, dictators always think that they're invincible. And they can crash entire civilizations into the ground. They can bring down whole empires, whole countries, until nuclear weapons came along. Now they can bring down the whole planet. Don't think, ladies and gentlemen, that we'll always be here. I never, in all my years studying history, saw a general or a admiral or a president cavalierly say, we came, we saw, Gaddafi died. Oh, we ought to just kill a bunch more Russians in body bags and ship them back.
We came, we saw, he died.
The only way the United States can have any effect in this region and turn the tide is to start killing Russians by killing so many Russians that even Putin's media can't hide the fact that Russians are returning to the motherland in body bags.
People like General Scales are out of their minds. Just cavalierly talking about attacking Russia, and they're sending in armored brigades to fight them right now in Ukraine. That is their historical birthplace and doorstep. This is the type of megalomania that destroys countries and destroys planets. And we are now at the crossroads, and our elite don't have bunkers for us. The Russians and the Swiss do. We don't have bunkers. You know what the designated fallout shelter is? Growing up in Dallas, we see these. Now it's not even there. They've taken the signs down. Designated nuclear fallout shelter is underground parking garages where you go to sleep out the nuclear winter and starve to death. with 90% plus of the public urban and not self-sufficient, can you imagine a depression? All hell would break loose. We have 50 million people in soup lines. They're just digital now. Can you imagine the breakdown? And then when individuals try to prep and get prepared, we're kooks and we're crazy, while the government is digging in like it's the end of the world and carrying out policies that could trigger that. So we're living in unprecedentedly dangerous times. Our borders are wide open, but they've got all these military drills going on to take on the Tea Party and gun owners. We have an insane ruling class. They hate the Russians because they're independent. They hate Texas because they're independent. They hate anybody that wants to be sovereign. They hate anybody that doesn't want to be a slave. They hate anybody that's got a fighting spirit. They hate anybody who's manly, anybody who's strong. These people are crazy. They already rule the planet pretty much, but they got to mop up the few areas they don't dominate. And when they do get full control, what do? Jack up the taxes, break up our families. We have an evil elite, a bunch of unaccountable, crazy bankers who, when they make bad bets like John Corzine of Goldman Sachs, steal people's accounts to pay it off and don't even get in trouble. They're dangerous. They're running a global Ponzi scheme with nuclear weapons. That's it for this report. The Russians have bunkers. They're building more. Everybody else has bunkers. For you know, some of their population, at least, we have nothing. Nothing. While our elite push World War III and have Pentagon reports going, a nuclear war would be survivable and quite reasonable. We should start using tactical nukes more often. And generals on TV talking about killing more Russians and starting a war with them. It is very, very dangerous. I'm Alex Jones signing off for the special emergency report. You are insane as viewers and listeners, and I'm begging you, please get this video, email it, post it to Facebook, get it out to everybody you know, send it out on Twitter. We've got to stop nuclear war. The preparations have never been more intense, and the public's being taught it's not a danger anymore. We've got to get a hold of this problem right now. Alex Jones signing off. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance against global extermination and insanity. We are common sense, and nowadays having common sense is like being some kind of superhero.